All right, Carlos, game four, NLCS. You guys are good. Dodgers are good. When you are playing a team that is really good like Los Angeles, and they're doing the same with you, they're trying to take something away, limit something that you do really well. As you've analyzed the first three games, what would you like to have done better against this Dodgers team when you do look at the scouting report?
Yeah, I feel like when you're playing a team like this, you pretty much have to be perfect. You know, if you don't execute, they're going to make you pay. If we give them free passes, they're going to make you pay. If we don't make plays, you know, they're dangerous. And I feel like the two games that we've lost, the walks, then plays that we didn't make. And like I said, you know, 1 through 9, that lineup is pretty dangerous. So, and when you're walking guys and when you're giving them extra outs, you're putting yourself in a tough position, and it's pretty tough to overcome.
When you see the walks, the result is a walk, but it goes back to the Dodgers' ability to just simply control the strike zone. How hard is it to pitch to these guys?
Yeah, that's what makes this team a great team, you know, because they control the strike zone. But when you do come in the zone, they have that ability to do damage. We can't shy away from contact. We have to attack. We have to stay aggressive. Not only getting ahead, but we have to execute in the zone, you know, because if we start nibbling and we start getting behind, they're going to force you, you know, and it's hard to get by a lineup like that. So not only getting ahead, but we have to continue to execute pitches in the strike zone in order for us to have success.
Is it too simple to say you'd like to race to a lead? Because it seems like whoever gets out in front first, there's a big advantage there.
I wouldn't say a race, but we know the importance of scoring early because of the bullpen too. You know, we saw it yesterday and we saw it earlier in game one. You know, as soon as they take the lead, and they've shown that during the playoff, right? As soon as they take the lead, they're going to go to their strength, which is the bullpen. So we have to... We have to attack. We have to do whatever we need to do to get the lead and continue to put it on them.
You've got Jose Quintana going tonight. Last few times you've been leaning on Jose, he's stepped up big time. And it doesn't seem to be out of the blue. It seems to be that the mechanical change of, as he mentioned, one of the things is raising his arm slot, kind of the opposite of Sean Manaea. So where do you think Q is at right now with just feeling his body at this point in the year when you need him?
Yeah, he's done a really good job of, you know, watching himself and giving himself a chance to be pitching, you know, the way he's pitching at this time of the year. He's made some adjustments. He's trying to keep it simple at times, not overthinking and overreacting. He just got to go out there and continue to pitch, you know, trust his ability to get chases when he needs to, get weak ground balls, and just slow everything down. And this is something that he's done pretty much his whole career. He's worked really hard this year to put himself in this position, just like Severino and Sean Manaea, you know, guys that, you know, after their outings, they're putting a lot of hours in the training room, and Quintana's done that. So proud of him, and we're going to need him today.
As you face Yoshinobu Yamamoto, somebody that was thinking about putting on a Mets uniform, a Yankee uniform, ended up going with the Dodgers. Saw him earlier this year, but I know you stacked a little more righties against him than lefties. No Winker in the lineup. J.D. Martinez in there. His splitter, is that really kind of the deciding factor of when you make a lineup decision?
Yeah, and that's what makes him such a good pitcher, right? And especially against lefties, because he's not going to be afraid to go to that split, and that's his pitch, you know. So, and then the numbers show that, you know, the splits between the righties and lefties are pretty significant, and you know, having a guy like JD and then a lot of the righties in there give our team the best chance for today's game, and then we'll go from there.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.